You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
I know she heard a song on her radio. Song told a story about a woman and a man.
Tune in to CJSF 90.1 FM every Monday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. for
another round.
Song rocked her soul, well, it rocked her world. She was holding on to something.
La 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 la. Welcome to Melodies in Mind, the happiest show on earth. You are being summoned to the songs of the spirit with social concern. So let it happen. Relax, kick back, and join the harmony. Every week there is a feature guest interview and performance starting at 8 p.m., a review of the week in CJSF folk music, and then a full hour song circle at 9. Now, come with me and let us meet today's feature guest. Shall we?
And the feature guest this week is Karen Larson.
What's in your head? And I had to ask, please. Answer back, honestly. How hard is this love? How hard lose perspective. Am I losing you?
About what's already here. That's really nice.
Thank you.
So with the sound, we're getting a little bit of distortion from the piano, so that's just down a little bit. The volumes are good. I'm just getting a little bit of this distortion is all, so I can work with that. So, Karen Larson, how's it going?
It's good. How are you doing, Ryan?
Very good. Very good. So you have your CD released now. How's that been?
Okay. Yeah, well, that was a great show at St. James Hall. I've been on a little bit of a down ever since. I was flying and just running before that. So I've been taking like 3 weeks off. Just this is my first thing, really.
Ah,
since.
Nice. So I'm the first people know about the CD now. Word's gotten around the universe, and now all they want to do is hear Karen Larson, right?
Oh, yeah. It's getting right there. There we go.
Yeah, all right. Cool. So, do you have any other shows up after this? Or?
We have May 31st, we're playing at the Sundance Pub in Delta.
Hmm.
June 5th, the Cottage Bistro. We're playing in Victoria June 20th. The Jazz Festival, Vancouver Jazz Fest we're doing.
No, jazz.
Yeah, we do that too. We
having
drop
Pat
original.
On keyboards definitely would help.
Yeah.
Especially because I cannot play jazz guitar. So.
Yeah.
And then Eric here plays with us sometimes at the Jazz Fest. A couple of years in a row he's done it with us.
Mm-hmm.
Eric's this guy sitting here on a guitar playing with me here.
The silent one.
The cool little electric.
All right. Well, let's hear another song then.
Sure. I know. It's about couples making it work.
All right.
Even though. Am I in the right key?
Tell maybe we just have to chill.
Your songs have a really great personal, emotional quality to them. And I was wondering if you might be able to talk about what is songwriting to you? Like, what makes a good song in your opinion?
What makes a good song? Well, I come from, a lot of my songs draw from most of them, all of them really, from a very personal place, something I'm going through or something I want to get off my chest. But then I'll try and write them in a sort of a universal sense or in a macro so others can relate to it, and it doesn't necessarily have to be about my details. Mm-hmm. You know, but that's where I draw from usually, and some of those good ones come from there.
Yeah, the universal is certainly a great idea. Yeah, you do that very well.
Thank you.
Have you always been a vocalist that's really able to put a lot into, a lot of emotion behind what you do, or is that something you've developed?
I think I've always had it.
Yeah?
It's something, my father used to get me to listen to all, the old jazz ladies, like Billie Holiday and all these. They were, they were really so soulful.
Yeah.
And he used to get me to listen to all these gals when I was 9, 10 years old, and I got
Were you already singing then?
I was singing. I was starting to sing jazz, and
yeah,
and stuff. And then when I turned 30, I wanted to go Celtic. And this girl who was teaching me said, no, no, no. She goes, you'd be a killer blues jazz. Don't go up there. She said, stay down.
Yeah.
So she made me keep my alto thing.
Yeah, cool. So tell us a little bit about this album that you have. How would you describe it?
Ooh. Good. Oh, yeah, yeah, good. It's good. Damn excellent. Good. Sleep good. As well, five, six years in the making. It was a money kind of thing.
Yeah.
I look back at it now, though, and I realize, like, some of the tunes that are on it, I didn't have then, and I'm glad that it waited its time out the way it did.
Yeah.
Plus, I have three kids. So, you know, yeah. Every time I had $700 for this or that, tell Eric here, okay, we can go in and do another song. Oh, no, no, we can't. No, forget it.
Groceries.
Groceries, yeah.
Groceries, yeah.
All those songs are, yeah, I relate to all of them. They're all personal. They come from some time and place. Mm-hmm. And like I said, for the most part, I wrote them, tried to write them on the, you know, the macro or from a third person sort of thing so people can relate to them for themselves, interpret them and...
Do you find it's therapeutic to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except when the people don't listen to this. No,
yeah. No, Melodies of Mine has the best audiences. Like, they're all there. If you can just imagine, they're just sitting there. The only noise in their universe is the radio.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they're just sitting there staring at it like people stare at TVs.
Nice.
Yeah, that's nice. My audience.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
yeah. Turn off the TV and listen to this. That's great.
Some of them are in their cars and they're just, you know, they're going down the road and not paying attention to the traffic at all. They're just tuned into the radio. Yeah.
So this your tire squealing.
The crashes are happening. Oh, damn. But they were listening to some good tunes, so there you go.
On their way down.
It was all worth it. Can I just mention these guys?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
This is my husband and partner here. He co-produced the album with me and mixed it, did a fine job. It's Pat Coverington. He's playing the keyboards.
Hello, everybody.
And Mr. Eric Reed here, who's a good friend. He's an incredible multi-instrumentalist, and he engineered the album and brought in those cool guys like Jeff Hicks and all them on for the bed tracks and everything for me. And
right on.
Yeah, Eric Reed.
Boy.
Yeah.
I feel humbled. I'm in the company of champions.
They are indeed, yes.
Yes. All right,
that's why I keep
let's hear another one.
Oh, okay. These guys get to play a little bit on this one.
What are you thinking of here?
They get some action. Oh,
just so hectic. got back my old job. And I stay up late night, just writing my song. And that's when I get a chance.
We have Karen Larson here, and she's not far away. She's just right here.
Just right here.
Mere feet away.
3.5 to be exact.
And, if you're going by your auditory senses from the radio, she could be mere feet away, too. Although, in fact, many, many miles away.
Many miles.
There you go.
Like 100 miles. Yeah. I could do that song.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Well, we better tell people the title. What's your album called, and where can they, get a copy? And
The title of the album is called Fire and Ice, And you can iTunes it or download it on all those Napsters and all those download things. CD Baby, it's for sale at my MySpace website. You can order it from me. I'll mail it off to you by Visa or whatever. It's available at Red Cat Records on Main Street and Zulu Records on West 4th.
Yeah. Awesome. It's all over there. Nice.
Got to get it more to you.
What's your MySpace site? How do you get
Good call. What is that MySpace?
MySpace.com. It's Karen Larson Music. LARSON.
Okay.
Yeah, Karen Larson Music.
Well, let's have one more sampling of Karen Larson music, and then we'll have gonna have the Last Door Society in here, a not-for-profit group that I'm going to be interviewing after this. Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Soul Neglection. Stand back, I scream a lot in this one.
My heart hurts, your heart hurts. Why don't you answer your phone? You know that I know it's hard.
Fighter, I know you'll survive.
So that's been our feature, Karen Larson, here on Melodies in Mind. So thank you for being the feature, and we'll hear more from Karen Larson and band in the Song Circle that starts at 9. And we also have Jillian Hobbs and Brianna Stewart. But in the meantime, I'm going to read some public service announcements. You can just leave your equipment here, I think, and you should be just fine.
Sure.
Let's have the other guys. I'll have the Last Door Society that's waiting out there in the hallway to make their way in while I'm reading the public service announcements. And then we'll continue on with Melodies in Mind, because the show must go on,
of
course.
The show must go on. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.
So, here is some of the things that are happening in the community around you. Viva Vivaldi, Friday, May 22nd, 2009, at 8 p.m., St. David's United Church, West Vancouver, at Taylor Way at Highway 1, Laudette Singers and Artistic Director Lars Cario brings their 14th season to an exhilarating close as they join forces with violinist Nancy Di Novo and an ensemble of Vancouver's finest Baroque instrumentalists for Viva Vivaldi. Tickets are $25 or $20, depending on circumstances, I suppose. Not listed in this announcement. And it's free for ages 17 and under. Reservation is required. For more information, call 604-224-6201 or email info@laudettesingers.com. The Activity Challenge. Well, yeah, probably just see if we can get that chair right here. That one in the corner there. Yeah. And, yeah, and then both the thrill of live radio right here. Where was I? The Activity Challenge is a partnership of ACNOW BC and 2010 Legacies Now, providing tools and resources to inspire British Columbians to lead healthier, more active lifestyles. The government of BC has set some big goals to be the healthiest jurisdiction in North America by 2010, and the Activity Challenge is helping to make that happen. Chase is making a historic walk. Langley is on the go. Fruitvale and Montrose are stepping out together. These BC communities are using the Activity Challenge to inspire residents to join their walking programs. And the Activity Challenge wants to get you and Burnaby involved, too. For more information on how you can get involved, check out the website www.activitychallenge.ca. And I'm glad to be joined by Chris and Danny of the Last Door Society.
How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having us.
You're welcome. It's really great to have some really great community folks in here. So first, I'll just be asking you, what is the Last Door Society?
Well, the Last Door Society is a... basically, we're a treatment center helping male youth and adults rehabilitate from addictions.
Okay. And I understand there's an adult program and a youth program. What is the distinction between that, or what's the limit?
Mostly age. I work at the youth facility. We work with youth between the age of 14 and 18, mm-hmm. and Dan works with the adults 18 and up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what kind of circumstances are people under when they decide to get involved, or how does someone get involved?
All types of different circumstances. You know, a lot of our guys are referred to us from detox centers all over the Lower Mainland. Some are get our information off our website, thelastdoor.org, and you know, they call us through that or send us emails. And you know, most of it is usually by referral, though, through family or through maybe a government agency.
Okay, so it. So you get people coming from a variety of circumstances, and then what happens then? What happens when they sign up or get referred to Last Door?
Usually, it starts with a telephone intake, either with a family member, DNA counselor, or the individual themselves. And basically, with the telephone intake, we just kind of get a feel for the person, you know, where they're at. You know, what they're looking for, and if the service we provide, you know, we'll meet what they're looking for. And from there, you know, we usually do a program viewing. At the youth program, they would come by and, you know, meet the other clients that are staying at the facility and, you know, kind of see how it works firsthand. And, you know, same goes really for the adult facility. You know, there's a little bit of paperwork and footwork, like, you know, there's some footwork to getting into the program, but...
And are you working mainly with addictions?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's addictions?
Okay. It's mainly addictions, but I mean, addictions is...
Very broad.
So broad. Yeah. I mean, we've had guys that are, you know, from solely using alcohol to who are just trying to get off of nicotine. So, I mean, you know, it's quite a broad spectrum.
Mm-hmm. And what are some things that... that help, or what's some of the counseling? Like, I'm sure there's people listening right now that have addictions. It's pretty widespread. What are some things that you would advise people generally?
Well,
on a general basis.
On a general basis, yeah. If someone's listening who thinks they might have a problem, then would be to ask for help. Mm-hmm. Basically, I mean, if you have somebody that you know cares about you, that might be able to help you, it'd be reach out. Or I mean, even just listening to this, you could look it up on the internet and get some information through there. You know, I mean, a lot of people have called us just, you know, checking in to see what kind of services we could provide or what's out there, because a lot of people don't even know what's out there. You know, I know for myself, when I was struggling with my own addiction 7 years ago, I didn't have a clue what was out there and what was available. Neither did my family.
Okay. And so is that sort of part of just recognizing that you do have an addiction? Are people at that stage generally when they come in? Or?
It depends. I mean, you know, we work with, you know, people at all different stages, you know, like some people don't think they have problems and, you know, they're kind of forced into that circumstance based on outside influence, right? You know, depending. You know, I think that, you know, the best way to educate is, you know, like Dan was talking about, is looking around on the internet. You know, Lastdoor has a website. You know, it's easy to find. You can Google it. There's tons of other websites that, you know, can educate you. You know, whether you are someone that thinks you might have a problem, or whether, you know, you have a family member that, you know, might think would benefit from getting help, right? So, but depending on where they're at, I would say, you know, like, you know, some people think they need it, some people don't, right?
Okay. So it's also a way for people that know someone that they see something that they think is an addiction or might be, and then they can recommend them that way as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're based in New Westminster?
Yes.
Yeah. Is this for that local region, or is that for a broader region?
It's... I mean, in my experience, it's been worldwide.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
I mean, I know at the youth program we've had, you know, a client from Greece come and, you know, participate in our program, right?
Our licensing, we service the Fraser Health. So, I mean, we service the Lower Mainland. I mean, being based in New West, we kind of try to take care of our own city in a sense. If somebody calls from New West asking for help, we'll try to help them as soon as possible. But we get calls from all over.
Okay. So, with the Lastdoor, the title itself, what's the story behind that? Why is it called Lastdoor?
Well, I guess, I mean, you know, our boss started the program 25 years ago, and, I mean, since then it's taken off. I mean, I know that he's told us tons of, you know, pretty comical stories about it being a, you know, a rough and tumble, you know, recovery house way back in the beginning with 20 beds and, you know, them just barely getting by without any funding and no support and, you know, guys really sticking together and working with what they had at the time. you know, and getting by to, you know, the type of program we are now, which is we're really large and we have lots of support. We have a separate youth program now, and, like, you know, we have an entire community backing us. A lot of people in the New Westminster community back us, and it's a huge help, you know, because having that supportive community is crucial in helping people get better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, from the word of mouth that I always receive, New Westminster gets a lot of good words as being a tight community. So, do you find so you're finding them to be very helpful, I guess.
But the community itself, I would say the New West community, now embraces us. Mm-hmm. I would say that both programs, the youth and the adult facility, you know, they're huge assets in the community. You know, we do a lot of community service, and that we, you know, we do a lot for the community, right?
Because it's more of a really, when you show up, it's not what you expect. Like, when I was originally brought there, I assumed that it was going to be either a hospital or some kind of institutional place, and when I showed up, it was a house. And when I walked through the door, I could feel the warmth and the people who are enjoying themselves that live there, and that people weren't forced to be there, and people were there by their own by their own decision. There's no bars on the windows, and, you know, it's really well taken care of by the people that live there. And there's a lot of energy put into it. You know, it really creates a really healthy and healing atmosphere.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. So, yeah, the way I picture it from the way you described it in its origins is almost like a last door, I guess, if you think, just to think about that term, last door, and it's like the last stop before something really serious happens, but seems like it's definitely gotten to earlier stages, like becoming a broader program. Is this, so this building that it's in, I guess maybe you could even say the address at this point, is, what kind of atmosphere is it then? Is it like a house, or is what are we people walking into?
The youth facility is, you know, a house in the community. You know, it looks like any kind of regular house. It's green. You know, it's got a backyard. It's got a really homey feel to it. You know, like Dan was saying, you know, the energy when you walk into the house, it's, you know, well taken care of. You know, a lot of pride is taken, you know, by the residents. You know, they take care of it, right?
And what kind of facilities does it have? Like, for someone coming off of an addiction, or if someone was needing a hospital bed, like, is there that kind of resources there as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We work really tight with the detoxes in Vancouver and in Surrey. So, I mean, we've got lots of friends that work in both those. You know, I mean, everyone's really tight knit in that community, because we're always doing the best we can to help people who are in need of help. So, I mean, if somebody's in need of a bed, like a medical detox, especially coming off alcohol or other substances, that can be a really hard detox, or any detox really, you know, we can work on getting them a bed in one of those facilities. And then from there, then we take them, once they've stabilized and are feeling a bit better, we take them into our facility, and they can meet all the guys that are doing the work at the time, and kind of be taught the new type of lifestyle. Because really, that's what we're doing. We're learning a new type of lifestyle, you know, where it's, when you come into a facility like The Last Door, it's more about learning how to live life rather than just deal with this horrible addiction, you know. It's more about learning how to live and make new friends and reconnect with family and learn a way to enjoy your life rather than and suffer and try to avoid things.
Wow, that's really, really cool. So maybe if you can maybe even go into that a little bit more. So people are coming from a rough period in their life, you would assume, and then... So I guess the strategy then is really holistic. Is that correct? Like, you're trying to give them a new living environment. Would that be accurate to say?
Absolutely. You know, bring them into a safe environment. We're a mix of holistic, and we practice a 12-step model, and we're an abstinence-based program. You know, I definitely believe that, for somebody to be able to successfully long-term live a new type of lifestyle, that they're going to need to be introduced in a safe environment, you know, free of practicing, like people practicing addiction. So, that has been the most successful. You know, and recently we have been able to offer kind of long-term beds where people can stay with us long-term, and we've seen great success with it. And we've also opened up a bunch of family programs where, you know, because like it's a family disease, right? Maybe one person suffering from the actual using, but it suffers throughout, like everyone in the family suffers, and everybody that cares suffers, you know, wives, you know, parents, kids. So we've been able to open up other support for the parents and for the families and for the wives and for the kids. So we've seen a lot of success lately through those new programs we set up over the last couple of years.
Wow. Yeah. So what are some of the community involvement things? Do you have community events for people, or what are some of the more community type things that happen?
Well, I know that how we directly involve ourselves in our community, the youth facility. I mean, you know, it goes from, you know, shoveling driveways when it snows out. You know, like in the winter time, it's from simple things like that to walking around the community and picking up garbage, opening doors for, you know, people, being polite in the community. I know that, often, there's groups of people that go down to a local church and help, serve lunch to homeless people. I know that, that's been something that we've done, and, various types, right? Various types.
As for activities, we do a baseball tournament in the summertime. Yeah. I think they're trying to put a golf tournament together. That makes me smile, and, I think this Saturday we have a big party going on this Saturday at the Pan Pacific. And that's, I think we've got about almost 300 guests coming. Yes. And
kind of a black tie event. We got, a live performance from
guitarist Don Ross, and another band's coming.
Oh, yeah, playing. Don Ross, yeah.
And we got, some dancing and some good food and celebrating, right?
So
sounds like fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But, we host a lot of stuff like that. I mean, the baseball tournament that Dan's talking about is, we hold that every year. And, it's based on, volunteer service. A lot of how it gets done is volunteer work from staff and alumni of the program and clients of the program. We all come together and, create this thing in the community that, other people can partake in. Mm-hmm. It's fun too, with softball and a lot of fun goes down. Dancing, lots of dances. We do lots of dances.
Yeah, we throw some pretty good dances, that's for sure.
Yeah, totally.
And what about this, I want to get an idea here of numbers about what's the size of this organization? There might be two answers for that, because it sounds like it's both local and worldwide. Maybe just try and give the listener an idea of what the size of this organization is.
Honestly, it's massive now. Mm-hmm. We have a massive alumni base. I mean, we've been open for 25 years, and we've seen a lot of successes through the years, and a lot of people who like to stay connected. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest reason for so much success is that it's a community that you can stay a part of. Mm-hmm. You don't have to live right in the middle, but it's something that you can stay a part of and that can become a part of you. So, I mean, we're a massive, massive organization.
Well, I know that the youth facility, I think we've worked with about 350 youth, over the span, I think 12 years we've been going now. Me being one of them, I went through the youth program about 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And, like Dan was saying, it's a really tight-knit community, and, it's something that I've always felt a part of. And, after I went through the program, that community support is what kept me, committed to this new way of life that I found. And, one of the biggest things I felt as a benefit to me was
having a place to go back to that I could call home. And, mm-hmm. You know, like me and Dan both volunteered at the youth program together, and we actually both started working at the youth program together, and he's kind of gone to the adult facility, and, you know, mm-hmm. I've stayed at the youth program. You know, I love working with the youth, and, you know, I think that, you know, both jobs are amazing jobs, you know, like, you know, sometimes the rewards are huge, and sometimes they're just, you know, small little rewards when you see, you know, someone's family member in the community or in passing, and, you know, they say thank you, or, mm-hmm. you know, you can feel, you know,
yeah.
it's kind of like it gives me a sense of purpose knowing that I'm, you know, putting something into the community, right?
Mm-hmm. You know. So with all of the alumni, I guess, and a lot of people will stay long-term even after, you know, their period is done, or I'm not sure what how I would describe that, but they feel they're through the addiction. And do people often stay? Like, they'll stay, or?
Some people do.
Some do, yeah.
You know, I mean, it's all different.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I grew up in Burnaby and New West, so, I mean, it was just kind of suiting. I was very fortunate to already be living in that community. And, I mean, once my family found out about it, they brought me to the youth program. And, I mean, that was the key thing, that we didn't even know that place existed. I mean, I probably could have gone to that program years before I actually showed up,
mm-hmm.
and saved myself a lot of struggling, a lot of pain. And, but I got there when I was 18, and, you know, I think that continuing support is definitely what keeps people connected.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that sense of community and that sense of care and that sense of being a part of.
Well, mm-hmm. I think, too, like the sense of community goes further than just New West or mm-hmm. Burnaby. It's, you know, like I said, I mean, it's all over the place. You know, we got people that, you know, live in California that, you know, come back and celebrate when we have events like, you know, with the one coming up this Saturday. You know, they'll fly up and to be a part of.
Oh, wow.
You know, and yeah. there's people that, you know, that are like that all over the world, yeah. and it's just kind of...
Calgary.
Yeah, yeah. Calgary, you New know, York. Like down to Florida, mm-hmm. New York, you know, yeah. all over the map. And it just kind of, you know, especially when you're a client in the program, it kind of gives you a sense of hope that it's more than just, you know, mm-hmm. like, you know, stopping using drugs, you know, like that life... You know, it's open to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, so it kind of works both ways. You know, the people that are in the community that have finished the program, you know, have a place to come back to, and, you know, give back, and, you know, offer support to the newer people, and it gives the newer people that, like, inspiration that, you know, it's not just about, you know, pain and suffering, right? That
mm-hmm.
you know, there's opportunity.
Are there branches of the last door in other locations like California, New York, and all of this?
I wish.
I wish.
Yeah, 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 I wish.
I'd go down and work in
yeah.
LA.
Let's get one in Brazil. You know?
Yeah.
Our model, there's tons of programs that are like our model.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's a really successful model. But as for the actual Last Door, no, we're solely based out of New Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Might have given us some ideas.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Now, I'm going to see. I mean, you may not be too familiar, but maybe. Your boss is the originator? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know the story of its origins, like how it began?
Oh, geez. I mean, I'd feel weird telling his story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think just from being around, I think that the gist of it is that he took the program over from somebody else that was trying to do the same thing in the community, and just made it what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of ambition, a lot of desire to want to help in the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the founder of our program, you know, David is, you know, he's a good man.
You know,
yeah.
And it's not just him too.
Yeah, like there's other people.
There was a group of them.
Yeah.
That started, and not all addicts, you know, mm-hmm. and that are still a part of it today.
Totally.
You know, 25 mm-hmm. years later, and I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm. And how much of this is staff, and how much is volunteer? Like, how does it break down?
Well, I'd say, like. It depends, man. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, it definitely you know, working there now, you know, obviously there's, you know, obviously the staffing part of it. And mm-hmm. then, you know, I would say that, you know, a lot of the time, you know, we put in is, I would say, you know, volunteer, you know, like when we talk about putting on events like the baseball tournament mm-hmm. and stuff, I mean, a lot of that is based on volunteer work by the staff, right?
Yeah, the energy and excitement that the people in the community have, the guys that have gone through the program and come back around. Like, we have an awesome alumni base right now that come back and that sponsor the guys in the house and you know, get to know them and help them out with whatever work they're working on at the time. And that's a huge part in it. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys that have already gone through it, teaching the next guys, like, that's a major, major part of it. Cause somebody taught me, right? Mm-hmm. Somebody that had been around the program had taught me how to do all the written work and how to, mm-hmm. you know, be a part of the meetings that were in the community, the 12-step meetings, and how to open up to people and how, you know, to kind of shed my old image and become who I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was critical.
Yeah. That's wonderful. So, you have a 25th anniversary coming up. Mm-hmm. You can tell us. Mm-hmm. Tell us about this.
Well, we've been... we've already done one big party. This year is the 25th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we have a whole bunch of activities planned throughout the year. And Giuseppe's our PR guy, and he's been putting on a whole bunch of different events and stuff. So, I mean, our first big event is this, or sorry, our second event is this Saturday, and mm-hmm. it's the Black Tie event. And like I said, it's down at the Pan Pacific. And then what's the next... There's a couple activities, and then the one big thing that I know of is that in the fall we have a Hummer that we're going to be auctioning off. Now, if we have a few mm-hmm. things that are posted on the website that I probably should know that I don't, but
you can tell people the website.
Yeah. So once again, the website's thelastdoor.org. And I mean, if you don't want to type that in, you can just type in Last Door into Google and it'll come up. But, the big event for me is the auctioning of the Hummer that we're going to be auctioning off in the fall.
Yep.
So, we have a Hummer that's been, completely redone and pimped out and,
Nice.
Totally. So that's going to be going up for auction in the fall, and that's a really big deal.
I think we got a golf tournament as well coming up. In the summertime, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in and telling me and everyone else about the Last Door Society. It sounds really great.
Thanks a lot. Thank you very much.
Grateful for the earth.
Okay. So, feel free to stick around and catch the rest of our music here today. We have the Song Circle coming up next, and just going to read a couple more public service announcements. Well, I can see we have a band getting set up in the other room. Can you guys hear me? Just nod. Yeah. Okay. So, and is Jillian here? I don't know if Jillian's here. Maybe. She is. Okay. So the order is going to be listeners and performers alike are learning this at the same time. It's going to be Jillian Hobbs, then the Brianna Stewart Band, and then Karen Larson. So I'll have Jillian get set up in here. She'll be beginning, and I'll read some public service announcements. And I need some staff of my own. Let's see. By the way, you are listening to Melodies in Mind on CJSF 90.1 FM, and we're at Simon Fraser University, which is at it's on top of Burnaby Mountain. And that puts it in a very high location. We're above a lot of you. And although we're talking down at you, we really feel that you're equal with us in all of this. So, the 2010 Olympics. The 2010 Watch Group, Olympic Watchdog, was formed shortly after the Vancouver referendum, in which Vancouver residents voted in favor of hosting the Olympics. 2010 Watch members have been instrumental in reporting on activities of VANOC, the Vancouver Olympic Committee, such as its recent plan to house the homeless in warehouses for the duration of the games. For more information or to join, visit
2010watch.com. That's 2010watch.com. You can also, for more information, contact Ian Gregson. That's with the number 604-320-1911. His email is iang62@shaw.ca. Parent Support Services Society of BC. The Parent Support Services Society of BC are looking for volunteers to co-facilitate their parent support groups and their grandparents raising grandchildren support groups in English, Filipino, Chinese, Aboriginal, and Spanish communities. They offer intensive training for volunteers in order to deal with child abuse issues and anti-oppressive practices all over BC. For more information, call 1-800-665-6880 or go to www.parentssupportbc.ca. Now, parent support, you kind of merge that S. It's parentsupportbc.ca. So I'm just going to communicate with my people here, and in the meantime, I'll just put a little song on.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM, or on the web at www.cjsf.ca.
Hey, it ain't over yet. Don't worry. Okay. So, got Jillian Hobbs here.
Hello, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you, too.
I'm going to start off with a song of mine called I'm No Angel.
Okay.
Why is it all the same? And why does it never change? And why does the role we play, the only role we get, the lines are always the same? Situations don't often change. People hold on to their pain much longer than we should. I'm no angel, I'm no devil, I am only human. I know that I make mistakes too, I just do the best I can. Why did you come to me? And why don't you want to see that in the end, if you want to be free, you have to change your mind? I don't want to repeat the past, and I won't, even if you ask. But this is your only test. Let go of all of your pain. I'll try my best. help you overcome these tests and to show you that after this, the sun will shine again. I'm no angel, I'm no devil, I am only human. I know that I make mistakes, do I just do the best I can? I just do the best I can.
That's Jillian Hobbs.
Thank you.
Starting off the Song Circle show here. So I guess I need to explain things here to this band here. So you guys are on the record now. You're hearing me through the radio. That's going to be your monitor. So you'll know that's how I'm, you're on. And, if you just close the door on the side there, that'll help keep the sound of high professional quality. And, yeah, you ready to go?
Sure.
You guys ready to go? All right. This is the Breanna Stewart Band.
My guilty heart can't take the strain. I'm sorry for causing you pain. My guilty eyes say everything that I can't say. No, I can't say. My guilty smile gives me away. I hurt you, boy, I'll do it again. My guilty lies can't hide my shame, but who's to blame? You did the same. So leave me now if you're gone. 'Cause I won't beg for you to stay. If you stay somehow, well, that's your own damn choice. 'Cause I can't change. No, I can't change. My guilty tears stream down my face. They ain't for guilty deeds can't be erased, and I'm ashamed, so I guess you win. So leave me now if you're gonna go, 'cause I won't beg for you. No, I can't change. Ooh, 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 ooh. My guilty heart, my guilty heart, my guilty love is up for takes. I warned you, boy, you knew the stakes. My guilty mind knows how to play this fool's game. Ain't that a shame? So leave me now. 'Cause I won't beg for you to stay.
I can't change. No, I can't change. Ooh, 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 ooh. My guilty heart.
Wow. Brianna Stewart Band here on Melodies of Mind on CGSF 90.1 FM up on Burnaby Mountain. And we now have the Karen Larson Band with Karen Larson and a band.
And a band. This one's for you, Ryan.
Should
we
just go?
Oh, Fire and Ice.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, Fire and Ice, my favorite. That was really fiery and icy at the same time.
Thank you.
All right, we're going into round two of the Song Circle. And you all know what that is. That's the MySpace round. All songs in this round are going on the MySpace page for Melodies in Mind, www.myspace.com/melodiesinmind. Next week, all three songs are going to be up there, and you'll be able to listen to it repeatedly. So if you listen to this next Jillian Hobbs song and you absolutely love it and you wish you could actually listen to it again, you can again and again and again all week long with the other two songs that are upcoming. Just go to myspace.com/melodiesinmind, and I'll have that updated later this evening.
Well, that's fantastic, because this is one that I just wrote yesterday.
So. All right.
All right. Doesn't have a title just yet, because I just wrote it yesterday, but it's a we'll tentatively call it I Miss You. So.
Looked at me with those big brown eyes, and I said, it's time to go. You nodded your head and put on your shoes and slowly walked out the door. And I can't remember the way I felt before I saw you. Be alright, you wouldn't be gone long. You wiped the tears from your eyes as you walked home. And as I drove off, I told myself to be strong, that I'd see you. I knew it was time, but I didn't want to let go. And I want you to remember that I love you more than you know. And though I'll miss you, I had to let you go. But I'll wait for you.
And I
Oh, that's very powerful.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so stakes are being raised here, and we've got the Brianna Stewart Band with their MySpace round contribution.
Great. Well, this song is called Make Sense of Me. One, two, three. Could you explain this great mystery? 'Cause you know I'm no good at storytelling. The last thing I need is another drink. 'Cause you know how it makes my head so fuzzy. And I've tried, yes, I've tried to make sense of me. And there's nothing, no, nothing more I can say. Leave me alone, it's not my fault that I don't need nobody. I just keep carrying on. Yes, I did cry a lot more than I tried. But you can't keep holding these feelings over me. Baby, I dream of a better day when we'd be together forever, just you and me. 'Cause I've tried, yes, I've tried to make sense of me. And there's nothing, no, nothing more I can say. Leave me alone, it's not my fault that I don't need nobody. 'Cause what I needed was you the most. Leave me alone, it's not my fault that I don't need nobody. I just keep carrying on. Yes, I've tried to make sense of me. And there's nothing, no, nothing more I can say. Leave me alone, it's not my fault that I don't need nobody. 'Cause what I needed was you the most. Leave me alone, it's not my fault that I don't need nobody. I just keep carrying on.
And that is the Brianna Stewart Band. And we're going to patch into another room, another part of this world, this music world. It's like, it's like a room for each kind of music, I guess, or I don't know.
You hang around with so much music, Ryan.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe someday it'll rub off, you know, and I'll just all of a sudden, you know, I'll have music too. All right, so we got the Karen Larson Ensemble.
Ensemble. Yeah. Oh, very good.
Take it slow, 'cause everybody tells me so. 'Cause you're not getting home. Take it slow. Everybody tells.
Something you can get absorbed in. So I got my weekly public service announcement challenge happening here. So some of you aren't aware of this little devilish thing I do, but I hand out a public service announcement to each act, and I challenge them to read or sing the public service announcement and compose music behind that. So if you guys could nod if you heard that. Yes? Yes? No? No? Anyway, I'm going to get I'm going to hand some out, and maybe someone could deliver the band. Since we have three people, they'll have to do two. And in the meantime, I'll entertain my huge audience with promo. Are you ready for the river? It's going to change the ways in which we live. Tune in to Sustainable Futures on CJSF 90.1 FM, Fridays from 3 to 4, as we facilitate the exciting sustainable future that needs to happen. We are here for you in your community. So please check out Sustainable Futures every Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. And if you have ideas for the show, contact iamsustainable@gmail.com.
I'm ready to let the rivers wash over me.
Hello.
Ooh, okay. So Tracy Chapman was ready, but are you guys ready? Okay, who's going to begin?
Go for it.
All right, me and the guys.
Let's hear it.
Okay, what? The Olympic Watchdog. The 2010 Watchdog Group was formed shortly after the Vancouver referendum, in which Vancouver residents voted in favor of hosting the Olympics. 2010 Watch members have been instrumental in reporting on activities of VanOck, the Vancouver Olympic Committee, such as its recent plan to house the homeless in warehouses for the duration of the Games. For more information or to join, visit the website at www.2010watch.com. That's 2010watch.com. Contact Ian Gregson at
604-320-1911. Ah, nice. All right. Well, I'm going to go to the other room now and see what's happening in there.
The Activity Challenge is a partnership of ActNow BC and 2010 Legacies Now, providing tools and resources to inspire British Columbians to lead healthier, more active lifestyles. The government of BC has set some big goals to be the healthiest jurisdiction in North America by 2010, and the Activity Challenge is helping to make that happen. Chase is making a historic walk. Langley is on the go. Fruitvale and Montrose are stepping up out together. These BC communities are using the Activity Challenge to inspire residents to join their walking programs. And the Activity Challenge wants to get you and Burnaby involved too. For more information on how you can get involved, check out our website at www.activitychallenge.ca.
I want to get involved now. All right, so now I'm going to go to this room and then back to that room. So the only one really getting dizzy will be me. And now Jillian.
All right, so this is for the Parent Support Services Society of BC. Try saying that three times fast. The Parent Support Services Society of BC is looking for volunteers to co-facilitate their parent support groups and their grandparent raising grandchildren support groups in English, Filipino, Chinese, Aboriginal, and Spanish communities. They offer intensive training for volunteers in order to deal with child abuse issues and anti-oppressive practices. For more information, please give us a call at 1-800-665-6880 or visit the website at www.parentsupportbc.ca. Again, 1-800-665-6880 or parentsupportbc.ca. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. All right, next room. What's happening over there?
All right. We have Viva Vivaldi, Friday, May 22nd, 2009 at 8 p.m., St. David's United Church in West Vancouver, which is Taylor Way at Highway 1. The Laudit singers and artistic director Lars Cario bring the 14th season to an exhilarating close as they join forces with violinist Nancy DeNovo and an ensemble of Vancouver's finest baroque instrumentalists for Viva Vivaldi. Tickets are $25, free for ages 17 and under. Reservation is required. For more information, please phone 604-224-6201 or email info@lauditsingers.com.
Yeah. Okay. And now we're going to go into round three. That was a very good public service announcement session. All right. So we got... Oh, Jillian Hobbs is now here. By the way, you're listening to the radio or the internet, depending on what you chose. But the radio station is 90.1 FM, CJSF, and the internet avenue of listening is www.cjsf.ca. We've got a live stream there going all across the universe and beyond.
Fantastic. This is a song of mine called The Path to Becoming Me.
What am I afraid of? I just can't say. The things that I want now have all changed. I'm not the same person that I used to be, but it's an evolution on the road to becoming me. My path is different from those around me, and sometimes it's hard to walk a path you can't see. When everyone around me is doing what they should, I wonder if where I'm headed will end up just as good. Thought about trying to live a normal life. It could be easier, at least it might. But I like my freedom, I don't wanna be held down. But if you ever need me, I'll always be around. But I am sticking to my plan. Maybe one day I want to settle down, have a normal family in a nice normal town. Maybe then you'll understand the person that I was. Big dreams, the impatience, and the wanderlust. What am I afraid of? I just can't say. The things that I want now, they've all changed. I'm not the same person that I used to be. But it's an evolution on the road to becoming me.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
And now, Brianna Stewart Band.
got some nerve showing your face around here. You've always had nerve showing up anywhere. You found some class. Where'd you pick that up anyway? You're still so badass. Well, that's about enough, okay. You say I'm the one that you made a big mistake. I was never the one. Why's that so hard to take? So you left your heart in my big city. You left it standing outside my door. I'll be a saint, just quit your begging, and I might give it back to you. Oh, I don't wanna fight, 'cause you're stronger than me anyway. Just kiss me goodnight, and then you'll be on your way. You think it's a test, and this little game we play. You say I'm the best. Well, it took you long enough, baby, 'cause I'm not just a girl here to be played around. Yeah, I heard the news, it spread right through your town. So you left your heart in my big city. You left it standing outside my door. And I might give it back to you. Oh, you don't wanna mess with me, 'cause I got your heart on my sleeve, and I don't wanna make it bleed. Just walk away graciously. You don't wanna mess with me, 'cause I got your heart on my sleeve, and I don't wanna make it bleed. Just walk away graciously. So you left your heart in my big city. You left it standing outside my door. I'll be a saint, just quit your begging, and I might give it back to you whole.
Quite talented, this Breanna Stewart band, I must say. Yeah. And now, Karen Larson. I'm gonna do you remember what radio station you're listening to? It is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, I thought you were asking me.
Yeah. I like to quiz the audience every periodically. Oh. Okay.
Nobody.
too sore has died somehow. Shut up. A home on a rock, that's what I'll do. And then no one could reach me there. Nobody would care.
Entering round four, bonus round. This is like you've won a contest, and you get a bonus round. And I'm gonna have Jillian Hobbs into the studio. Hey, here's something. I have a website, another website called unconformed.com. And if you're interested in anything unconformed, if you're someone that was conformed once and then all of a sudden you're not conformed anymore, well, that might be a good place to go. It's www.unconformed.com. I've got some writing there. I've got some other people's writing, some quotes, some philosophies, links to music and shows and all kinds of groovy stuff. So do check that out. And here's Jillian Hobbs.
Sorry about that. Lost my guitar pick. This is a song of mine off of my album, Something to Write Home About, Wall Against the Water.
It's like a wall. And I know what you're trying to hide.
right from wrong, will you hold me? When I'm screaming, will you show me?
Jillian Hobbs. Oh, everyone is so good here today. Okay, so, oh wait, yeah, I got lost there. I forgot where I was going. Now we're at Brianna Stewart.
This is our last song is called Until Then.
You with your perfect life, you look right through me, you don't think twice. We meet for drinks and play pool all night. I make you laugh, you make me cry. I smile as you watch across the room. God, how I wish you could see me too. I sing you love songs all night and day, and you hardly glance my way. I'm sorry I'm not good enough to be the girl you want to love. I've always been there for you, my friend, in case you wanna love me. So until then, we stay up so late talking philosophy and old cheesy films and our hopes and our dreams. We sit so close I can hardly breathe. I really should go, but I just can't leave. My heart breaks each time you mention her name. The thought of you both brings me too much pain. But I'm such a fool that I'll never say, could I be yours anyway? I'm sorry I'm not good enough to be the girl you want to love. I've always been there for you, my friend, in case you wanna love me. So until then, you'll keep passing me by, and I'll try not to cry for my wasted life. So until then, with a wave and a sigh, I'll keep living this lie for my foolish pride. Fast asleep, I'm sitting here trying not to weep. I'm just your friend, but one day you'll see. So until then,
Brianna Stewart Band. It's been a pleasure having you folks on the show.
Thank you very much.
So this wraps it up, and do the, of course, do the outro that I started to play earlier when I was stalling. But I want to thank you all of you wonderful musicians for making this a good show, and for the Last Door Society for making this a very interesting and informative show. And I'd like to thank the radio station for making this a show, and yeah, I'd just like to thank basically everybody in the entire universe, and then yeah.
.cjsf.ca.
Thank you. La, 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 la. La 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 la. Thank you for listening to Melodies in Mind. It is my hope that you have had at least half as much fun as we did in putting this show together. It is a total joy to be bringing you the best in folk music every week. So thanks for checking out the show, and be sure to tell your friends, and tune in again next week, 8 to 10 p.m. And remember, without a tune in your head, you are seriously misled.